Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
So we had an incredible time out at the Lifestyle Home Garden Center just the other day as we were shopping for some really, really cool things. And domestic goddess of cliffcentral.com, Jane Malachi, and I were hanging out and figuring out with the pros from Lifestyle Home Garden, how are we going to jazz up the Cliff Central headquarters? And I mean, we didn't even really know where to start, which is why it was such a blessing that we had with us Damon, who's the floor and plant manager at Lifestyle Home Garden, and Robin, who's the marketing manager at Lifestyle Home Garden, taking us through this just expansive area of really cool stuff and opportunity to uplift and enrich your space that you have at home. So Jane's in the building, Damon's in the building, Robin's in the building. Jane, we had a lot of fun the other day, right, when we were looking at the stuff?
Yes, we did, Ari, actually. I'm so happy. I can't wait. I've been asking Celeste, when are you coming to put some flower and build the thing outside, Ari? Did you see the structure here?
I've seen that there's amazing plans for... Now, everyone will know that if you come to Cliff Central, you have to take a photo at the entrance to Cliff Central where we have the big black and yellow sign. Mm-hmm. And now, like, we're going to totally jazz the whole thing up with some amazing stuff from Lifestyle Home Garden. Jane, what was the most surprising thing for you when you arrived at Lifestyle Home Garden? It was just... I mean, there's just so much to see, right?
Oh, my God. I didn't ever see like a big shop selling some flower like that. That was my first time seeing that, but I was so happy. And even now, I'm so happy. Oh, welcome to Lifestyle in the building, by the way.
And they absolutely are. That's a great segue into saying hello to Damon and Robin, who are joining us now. And yeah, I mean, I was saying, and I said it when we did the live broadcast, that it's been a while since I've been to Lifestyle Home Garden, but certainly the offering has just evolved astronomically over the past few years. How would you describe the experience of the space to someone who's never been there before?
Well, Ari and Jane, I think that that is quite a difficult thing. I think people need to come and experience it for themselves. The range that we have, basically to sum it up, is everything you need for your home and garden. We have a huge outside nursery. There are more than 3,500 varieties at any given time. Obviously, that's from grasses to seedlings to trees to succulents to roses. We just have this incredible variety. And then not to mention the inside area, which is just as big with decor. We have a mica with all the hardware. We basically have everything you need just to enhance your home and garden. And you can't truly really explain it unless you actually come and experience it yourself.
Absolutely. And Damon, I mean, you are in charge of running a lot of this ship as the person who's behind the, you know, the floor and the plant managers, what you do over at Lifestyle Home Garden. So tell me about like running that ship and knowing where everything is, because your knowledge was just astronomical when we were going through the space and figuring out how we were going to do up the Cliff Central HQ.
Well, it's quite a substantial task. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. What we really work with is living entities that just produce a massive color, a massive bloom, enhance pretty much any lifestyle that you've got. So from that perspective, you know, constantly repacking, reshifting, shuffling around, making sure that the quality is up to scratch. It's a phenomenal task. It takes a lot of doing. But look, at the same time, I'm highly blessed. You know, I'm surrounded by this massive color. A lot of people that come in there are totally, I would say, almost greeted with this expanse of greenery, and which creates such an amazing environment to sort of just spend time in. People, you know, just come not just to shop necessarily, but just to actually be in that environment, surrounded by all this greenery, and you know, it's such a calming and serene environment. With regards to, you know, just the environment and the space itself.
Yeah. Now, Jane, we have to make this Cliff Central welcome area, the first space that people see when they come into Cliff Central before they even get to the studios, really, really cool. And I think we did a great job, guided by the Lifestyle Home Garden team, on picking out the right stuff to put in that reception area. What do you think we have to achieve? Because we're going to be watching this build over the next few weeks.
Oh my God, we have to take care of our flowers.
Yeah.
Especially downstairs, I saw that you're going to put the chair there. oh, that's amazing. In other words, people, they have to come and sit and take the pictures, yes. Even you,
yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
You can go downstairs and take the picture. It's going to look amazing.
Absolutely.
The
cool.
Structure is so beautiful. I can't wait for these guys, especially when I saw this bunch here, Ari.
Okay. Now, describe to me what you're seeing.
It's the like, way they put the flower, like, you know, the designer is so amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah, there's like a whole shelving thing and then it comes out in a circular
and the
form.
The shelving thing's going to be outside, Ari, not yeah. Inside. Outside.
But now, this is an amazing thing to be able to do. I mean, we're obviously a brand, but I would imagine that you have the resources within the space in order to advise people how to lay stuff out, because a lot of it is that. You must get people that come in there and they maybe for the first time have a big garden or they have a new office that they want to do up. And just talk to me, like you did with us, how you begin to take people through what is and isn't going to work as the experts in it.
Okay, well, predominantly... we're very much from an advisory perspective there to make sure that our customers and clientele have the best success that's best success rate that's possible. A lot of them come in with not knowing a lot about plants, as you, as the both of you did. And it's our job to make sure that you get the right stuff for the right condition, for the right scenario. We ask questions like, is it full sun? Is it full shade? Whereabouts is it? Is it on a northeast, southwest facing wall? Because each of those, provide a different, condition as such. We're obviously going to take into account, if you don't know a lot, we're going to take into account what sort of plants are going to work for you, what are easy growers. We're not going to sort of suggest something that's incredibly difficult to grow when you're a starter gardener. And there are certain plants that really are a lot easier to grow than other plants. So, you know, we go into a lot of detail with each customer to make sure that literally their success rate is predominantly
successful. Yeah,
exactly.
I want to ask something, Damon, because me and Arwi did the shopping already.
Yes.
Yeah.
So because now it's winter time, I want to know, the stuff that we choose is right for winter or summer?
Yes, definitely. You've got summer and winter veggies and herbs. Some herbs are biennials or perennials, which means they'll give you either 2 years or multiple years. But yes, we're very specific to season. A lot of the plants are very specific to season. If they're not perennials or something that'll go multiple years, then we get down to very, very specific nitty gritties, basically. Yeah.
So, like when I look at the structure here, Damon, if I can say, can you come to my house and build the same thing the way you want to do here at Leaf Central? Can you do the same?
Unfortunately, we just provide advice. We don't provide sort of a landscaping or a designs section of it. What we do have is we generally refer customers or clientele to the college who train up a whole bunch of new designers and landscapers who will then be able to assist further.
But you're letting her get off easy here. You must do it yourself. It's DIY, Jen. They're going to give you a lot of the tools, but you got to make it happen. And also, it's such a great process if you do actually do it yourself and learn more, because if you just hand it over to people to do it, you're going to take away a lot of the fun. I can see already that you're going to find substitutes to water this garden of ours. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen. So just before we say cheers, Jen, because I know that you're the busiest woman at cliffcentral.com. You've got lots to do. What is your vision and hope for this garden? And then also, I want a commitment that you're going to water these plants every day.
My visions for you are to come every day and check that my flower, they're okay.
Okay.
And you must tell me that, you know what, Jane, you're doing a very good job.
Okay.
And lifestyle, when they come here, they must see that, you know what, we're doing a very good job.
Yeah.
We don't have to disappoint them.
No.
You see, this is a good thing, especially to build a structure like this.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. And we chose out such a nice watering can for you when we were there. One that had just come in, a really, really nice one. So, Jane, you got to go get prepping because this garden's going to be happening. You got to get watering. More with Robin and Damon on the other side of this from Lifestyle Home Garden. More next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Still hanging out with marketing manager at Lifestyle Home Garden, Robin, as well as a floor and plant manager at Lifestyle Home Garden, Damon. And Jane has left the building. She's obviously prepping very hard for this Cliff Central garden of ours, where we're going to be growing our own food, essentially. And in a day and age where food is under the microscope because of how well or not well, in most cases, actually these days, not well, the food is being produced, this idea of growing your own food is becoming more and more attractive. And certainly you must see a larger influx of people coming in and really wanting to grow their own food.
Yes, I think, Ari, the biggest thing is people have become more aware of what they're putting into their own bodies. And especially in this age of information and research where people can find out so much themselves, the biggest thing is that people want to be able to see what they are feeding themselves, their families, their children. So with that ability to grow your own edibles, be it herbs and veggies, be it citrus fruit if you want to have trees, people are able to put the type of fertilizers that they agree with, you know. If you prefer to use the organics or if you prefer not to use organics, you can make that decision yourself. You can grow the plants to the size you want to. You can choose the specific herbs and veggies that you like to use. And then just like that, you've gone, you know, you have your whole own journey, this whole health revolution. It's all about that. People going through the process themselves, seeing what they're putting into their body, growing it themselves, cooking and using it and understanding the whole, you know, natural aspect.
Definitely. I think people are very conscious, like Robin says, with regards to, you know, what's being sprayed on the food, what fertilizers, like Robin says, is a big thing. So, yeah, I think people are way more conscious about the herbs and veggies and that sort of thing, the fruit trees, etc. And, yeah, you know, why – also the cost of it. Food's not getting cheaper. And you know, your mass producers, obviously you've got your GMOs, you've got your heirloom seeds as well. So your heirlooms obviously are its original in its original state, whereas your GMO varieties are stronger but not necessarily healthier.
I mean, it's a really cool value proposition, and I think that something that maybe not everybody's aware of when it comes to Lifestyle Home Garden is this idea that it's so much more than just a beautiful aesthetic in your garden, but something that you can really integrate into your lifestyle, and you can get the tools to integrate it into your lifestyle, because it's great to walk into a place where they're not just selling you seeds to grow something, they're also going to give you a lot of advice on how to do that, and just the culture of the organization is one that I would imagine that, you know, you can go back every week when you're picking up the new fertilizer, touch base with the person who sold it to you, find out a little bit more about how it's working, not working, and engage with the brand at that level. And the idea of growing your own food is really, really cool. Is it as, do you think, time consuming or involved as what some people may think it is?
Look, herbs and veggies are quite a maintenance garden as such.
But it's scale as well, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Look, there's a lot of ways to do things. If you haven't got a lot of space, for example, things like espalier will have a higher production or yield, fruit yield, but takes up a tenth of the space of a regular fruit tree. A lot of veggie box gardening is predominant at this with regards to trends and things like that.
That's part of what we're doing with ours. I remember we got a sort of smaller, and it's great because you can get like sort of three boxes all together, different levels, and then have three different things that are growing. And even if you have an apartment, like you can put that on the balcony.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Also,
I think the biggest thing to realize is that you can do so much even if you don't have the space. People who don't even have a garden, because, like I was chatting to Gareth a few weeks ago, and we were talking about also growing your own food and that. And I think that what people don't realize is you can have one pot with your favorite herb, like mint. I was talking about how I love making gin and tonics and putting lemon and mint in my G&Ts, you know.
Yeah.
And you can literally, on your windowsill, in your kitchen, or even in your lounge, if that's a sunny area, you can literally have one windowsill box or one pot with something that you feel you're going to use in your lifestyle. Also, even a balcony or a very small garden, use planter boxes rather than feeling like you need an entire garden bed to plant in. Obviously, there are a lot of people that have that available, and that is fantastic. But it depends on the scale. It depends on what you try to do. And even though it is a bit of maintenance, I think the thing is that doing that yourself, getting in the garden and having, you know, going through that whole process, it's not as time consuming as you feel it is once you actually have it there.
Yeah.
It's purely about watering, tending to it every now and then being able to actually pick and harvest what you have, you know. So it's just this whole wonderful experience that's worth the time and effort that you put in.
Look, I also think it's not only feeding your stomach, it's feeding your soul. You know, working with the soil, working with the plant, starting from a small plant that grows to a bigger plant that you get to pick, harvest, eat, provide nutrients to your family. It really is soul food as well as food.
Yes,
food.
Exactly.
Also, with regards to planter boxes, the benefit to that is that from a crop rotation perspective, you never plant the same veggie in the same space year after year after year, because each variety takes a specific mix of nutrients.
Yeah.
So you do crop rotation so that you never deplete the soil of any one specific nutrient. So with having three boxes, it's much easier to control what's where at what year, so that you always have a good yield and a good nutrient feed for your herbs and veg.
Well, I mean, this is a fascinating conversation. I mean, even I think I have zero skill at this. Now you're making me think I could maybe go and start with a small little sort of veggie box situation.
Of course you can. Jane will teach you.
Yeah, you had me at the G&T thing. I mean, that would be super dope. Listen, we are hanging out with From Lifestyle Home Garden, Damon and Robin. Other side of this, we're going to land it with a conversation around how it's just going to benefit you overall when you have just more green stuff in your surroundings. Plus, take a look at what's coming up from the Lifestyle Home Garden team over the next couple of weeks on cliffcentral.com, on the Gareth Cliff Show, on this show. Some more with them other side of this.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, so I mean, at this point, I'm very seriously considering maybe actually getting a veggie box and growing my own food. I never thought I didn't think I'd come to this point. This is what happens when you hang out with the crew from Lifestyle Home Garden. Marketing manager Robin's with us, and floor and plant manager Damon is with us as well. And maybe it's not necessarily the veggie box that I'm maybe like completely ready for, but what everybody's ready for, all 6 billion people on planet Earth, is just to have more greenery in their surroundings. And that's very easy to do when you come into the center, right? Is to just get more green stuff in your life.
Oh yes, definitely. I think the moment you step foot in the in our entrance, I think you kind of want one of everything, you know. it's a very I think the difficulty comes in picking exactly what you want, because we have such a huge variety. I think naturally being surrounded by all that green and the volume of color and every shape imaginable under the sun, I think it is very much something that you got to walk out to something. I'm a plant lover, and one of the most difficult things for me is leaving without a plant every day. We've got some of our staff who are habitual shoppers. They every week leave with a trolley full of plants, and their gardens are packed. But guaranteed, that I keep threatening to take away their credit cards because they just can't control themselves.
Not that that's a bad thing, but no. I think the other thing to realize is that there's some type of greenery for every aspect of your home and garden. And obviously people more traditionally talk about big gardens and outdoor gardens and planting, and you have to have these green fingers. But something that's becoming so trendy and people have been asking so much about is indoor plants. I think that, you know, people are afraid. They think they're going to kill things and they don't know how to keep them alive. But we have a huge range of indoor greenery, and there have been so many studies. Even NASA has done a study on how having greenery indoors can increase your productivity. It can help with concentration, stress levels. If you don't understand the process, you know that plants absorb carbon dioxide and they release oxygen. So what that does is it obviously creates like a healthy environment. So especially if you're indoors a lot, office spaces, it's incredible to put greenery in spaces like that, or warehouses, or even your home. You know, if you don't have a garden, you only have a balcony, get some indoor plants. And there's a lot of them, a lot of indoor plants that are low maintenance, and they have a high tolerance for people who believe they don't have green fingers. There are tons of those that will literally survive even if you give them very little attention and care. And I think that that's important to realize that there are options for everyone. So if you just come and have a look, you'll be able to find something where you can have that natural green vibe around you that will just help create, you know, that healthy, happy environment for people to live and work in.
Absolutely. It's super important to just have more green stuff in your surroundings, in your home, outside your home, in your office. It's just going to put you in a better mood. Maybe that's why people are just spending so much money with you guys, because they're in a better mood. So they're making more money, so they have more money to spend, and they're not going to stop the supply of just the overall happiness in their lives. Listen, we've got some very exciting stuff coming up with you guys and the rest of the team. I know that if you tune into the Gareth Cliff Show weekly, you'll be able to listen to a really cool lifestyle feature with weekly tips, gardening hacks, and nuggets of info that's been curated, because there's lots of stuff out there on the internet and that, but it's nice to have it in one place. So that's going to be really, really exciting. And then, of course, on this show, you'll be able to find out once a month the updates on our Cliff Central garden. Has Jane watered it? Has she not?
Has Ari learned anything, or hasn't he?
Has he not? Has he grown his vegetables? Has he not? Can he make a gin and tonic from the mint that he has put into the vegetable box that's at the Cliff Central entrance? These are all very exciting things to keep up with. But just before we say goodbye to you, Damon and Robin, just a closing thought, and it can be around growing your own food, it can be around just getting something green in your house, whatever it is, just a final thought that if we remember one thing from this chat, we remember that.
I think that the one thing you should remember is that it's important to try. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to buy a small little pot of something that catches your attention, because all you've got to do is start, and you never know what wonderful journey you'll be taken on.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think, you know, it's also about the journey, you know. It's an amazing feeling to watch something grow. Where you start with something small and it ends up a massive tree that you can sit under in the shade, you know. And it is for life. It is beneficial in every essence of one's life, right across the board. So I think I have to agree with Robin. You know, if you're a bit worried, there is a plant that suits everybody. Whether you've got brown fingers or green fingers, there is a plant that suits everybody. We back that up with great advice and all the right information. So I definitely agree.
Just start. Two really, really great words. And if you want to know where to start, Lifestyle Home Garden is the place to just start. And if you've missed anything we've done with Lifestyle Home Garden, you can go to cliffcentral.com to catch up. Hanging out there with Damon, the floor and plant manager at Lifestyle Home Garden, and Robin, the marketing manager there as well. Just start. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.